Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 538. How to Rock at Goal Setting, part 2, by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your narrator of blogs covering health and fitness. I read to you from some of the most popular blogs out there, with permission from the authors, of course. Today's post is a continuation from yesterday, so if you're new here, definitely check out yesterday's episode first. That's episode 537. And so we left off talking about setting smaller goals, how to motivate yourself to continue to get to those larger ones, the value of setting very specific small goals and specific larger goals, and staying consistent. So let's hear what else Roger has to say about this topic as we get right to part two and continue optimizing your life. How to Rock at Goal Setting, Part 2, by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. Religious studies instructor and strength coach Dan John came up with a brilliantly effective and simple way for anyone to assess one's commitment. Simply look at your goals, then look at your behavior, and ask yourself one question. Do your behaviors match your goals? It's very easy to say that you want to have an eye-turning physique, but if you're a 120-pound person who spends all his nights partying and subsists on energy drinks and graham crackers, then it's time to change either your behaviors or your goals. Principle number 4, feedback. Just imagine how many satellite launch failures would have occurred if it weren't for the self-regulating inertial guidance system installed within the rocket. This system is responsible for making on-the-fly adjustments mid-flight to ensure that the satellite is placed in the exact orbit necessary for it not to come crashing back to Earth or flying off into space. We as humans have this same system inside of us, but the problem is that we rarely use it. Successful people do not just create a plan and follow it blindly. They're consistently reevaluating it based on their results. If the plan they've come up with is taking them in the direction that they want to go in, then they just keep on chugging along. In the event that they do come across a snag in the road, they simply make the minor adjustments necessary to keep moving forward. Sadly, we've all seen examples of the person who completely demolishes their plan at the smallest sign of stagnation, or even when it hasn't occurred at all. One week, they're doing total body training, and then the next week, they've moved on to HIIT, and before 30 days have passed, they've booked a flight to Russia in order to train with self-proclaimed kettlebell masters, all the while not getting an inch closer to their original goal. Don't be that person. If you came across a roadblock while on a trip across country, would you turn around, drive all the way home, and then pick a different route? No. A complete overhaul is rarely necessary. So get in the habit of making small adjustments by using outcome-based decision-making, and you will be in a much better position to achieve what you desire. Principle number 5, task complexity. As an elite mountaineer with the accomplishments of reaching the summit of all 14 of the world's 8,000ers, mountains more than 8,000 feet above sea level, under his belt, Ed Viesters knows a little something about goal achievement. While reading his book, No Shortcuts to the Top, I couldn't help but take note of his most repeated mantra. Quote, getting to the top is optional, but getting down is mandatory. End quote. Some become so fixated on reaching the summit that in their mind, the battle is won once they make it to the top, when in fact, it has just begun. It is of paramount importance to make sure that you know what you're up against when you decide to tackle a difficult task. While this isn't always possible, the more informed you are, the better decisions you can make. The point of having a plan is to make sure that you manage your resources appropriately in order to reach your destination, not to go out in a blaze of glory before you even get there. Mount Everest is the burial ground of many people who push to the top despite the fact that they lack the necessary mental and physical resources. Let us not make the same mistake. The greatest variable in achieving our goals is time. While taking our sweet time has its own consequences, going too fast or giving up too soon because we don't have a realistic grasp on how long it will take us is a much larger hazard. If you develop a plan that fails to acknowledge passion, planning, sacrifice, struggle, commitment, and consistency as an integral part of the process, then it's time to hit the drawing board again. There is an entry fee for anything worth achieving in life. And as the great blues guitarist B.B. King once said, quote, "You have to pay the cost to be the boss," end quote. By applying Locke's principles of goal setting to your own endeavors, success will not be a matter of if, but when. You just listened to part two of the post titled, How to Rock at Goal Setting by Roger Lawson of RogerLawFitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm going to go back to the inspirational quote I shared with you yesterday. The greatest performers aren't consistently great. They're great at being consistent. What I love about that quote is, of course, its simplicity, but at the same time, when you really think about it, it also addresses some of the principles that I just read to you. For example, the idea of time. Many of us can start becoming really impatient, especially when it comes to building our best physique or losing weight or eating more healthfully. But if we think about it in terms of just, can we be consistent? If we focus on that instead of the outcome, the outcome will eventually follow. But again, you have to give yourself time to get there. You have to give your body and your mind time to adapt. And I love that Roger introduced the idea of feedback. How do you know whether you're really on track? How do you know whether you're really on track to reach the goals you've set? It's very possible that as you're on your journey, a new goal will pop up. Or maybe you'll modify your original one, and that's perfectly fine. In fact, that's great. But we do want to make sure that we are sort of still making progress. And that's where the advantage of having smaller goals will kind of act like those bumpers at the bowling alley. If you've ever gone bowling with your kids, you'll notice that they have this option at bowling alleys where you can put bumpers up in the gutters so that really you end up with no gutter balls whatsoever. Small goals are kind of like those bumpers. If your ultimate goal is to land that strike in bowling, but as you began your journey and you maybe made a slight misstep, you'll end up hitting some of those bumpers, and then those bumpers will get you back on track. Think of small goals like that. They'll help you determine whether you're going straight right along the center of that lane or whether you need to adjust slightly to get back to center. And to stick with this bowling analogy, let's say your first goal was to get a strike, but after you hit that first bumper and then got back right on track, maybe now your goal is to, well, let me just at least knock down 5 pins. I may not get that strike, but hopefully I can hit at least 5 pins. So you've just adjusted your goal accordingly, and that's okay. That happens. That's where feedback and those small goals can be so helpful. You'll pick up the spare on the next round. Now, before I go, if you're looking for accountability with your diet and fitness habits, a Facebook group can help with that. And guess what? We have one for the podcast where you're welcome to post and meet like-minded people. You can find that at oldpodcast.com/Facebook, or just search for Optimal Living Daily Podcasts on Facebook and request access to join. That's it for today. I hope you're having a great week so far. Thank you, as always, for listening. I'll be back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.